This is one of the better parts, as my grandson would say, the funner parts of our job.
I was thinking as I read your column this morning, which I do every morning, that what is happening to people who work for the government is actually very similar to what's going on with the weather. Yesterday it was sunny and bright. People were back to work. There's not going to be a shutdown, at least until September. And everybody's feeling pretty happy and good about it. Today it's a little more gloomy. And the reason I say that is because I think people are settling back into the realization that some of the things that were facing federal employees are still facing them and don't look like they're going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, I think part of it too, they say President Obama does not like this 24-hour, 24/7 news cycle. Well, I don't either. And I think for a lot of people, something must be said about whatever is the issue du jour. And you're right. People would ask me, because in theory we're supposed to know around here, they'd say, what's going to happen with the shutdown? And I'd say, I don't have a clue. Mm-hmm. Not a clue.
Right.
And I started thinking I'd look at the Post or the Times one day and it's all gloom and doom. And you think, well, it's looking bad. Next day, compromise is on the way.
Yeah.
The two smiled at each other. Next day, gloom and doom again. So it really is, it's got to be very confusing. It's hard to put yourself in their position, but it must be very confusing for a dedicated civil servant who just wants to get the job done and go home to read about this stuff and see what's being said about them and how they're being used as pawns, and to know that if talk about a more absurd business decision, that it was very possible that they could have left work Friday, gone home, watched TV, did whatever they do on a Friday night, go to bed, wake up in the morning and find out that they were on a furlough, but that they must report to work on Monday in order to get the papers and turn in whatever they needed to turn in, and then be told to go home. You know, mm-hmm. It would be the shortest mass rush hour in Washington history. You know? But, I mean, how absurd it is, and yet it was very real.
Yeah.
And, you know, to look back on it in 2 weeks and say, ah, that was silly. It couldn't have happened. It could have happened. Mm-hmm. It still could happen.
Yeah. Did you see the president's memo to
yes,
the federal
yep.
employees? What did you think of that? Does that mean anything to the average rank and file person?
It's hard to say. I guess so much of it divides on who you supported for the presidency in the first place. I heard one employee say, I trade that attaboy, he said, for lifting the 2-year freeze on federal pay.
Yeah.
But and others, I'm sure, were touched by it. So it's probably all over the place.
Yeah.
But it is. I agree with you. I think it's better to make a gesture like that than not.
Yeah. It certainly said that it's on the radar screen, that the attitude that federal employees have about their jobs is at least on the administration's radar screen somewhere.
Well, you know, I mean, I sense John Barry's fine hand in all of this, too. Mm. He's the director of Office of Personnel Management. He worked for the government, he worked for Interior, he worked for the National Zoo, he was director of the zoo. For many years, he was the lead man for Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland, and he's a champion of federal workers, and some people will think that's a put down, but he is a champion of feds. He grew up in the D.C. area, he knows it, and I think every time the administration does something positive for federal workers or maybe doesn't say something negative, you sense he's in it, because the president has had him over to several cabinet meetings and told the cabinet people, this is my guy on civil service matters, I want government to be cool again, so here we go, listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sense John Barry's in all of this.
I had Tom Trabucco, your friend from the TSP, mm-hmm. on the show yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that regardless of what happened shutdown-wise, since the TSP doesn't rely on appropriations, they keep rolling no matter what. That's got to be comforting for people.
It is, and there are several places like that. Controller of the Currency,
mm-hmm.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. There are some functions on almost every federal agency that are funded by fees that they collect from either the customers or the people they monitor or administer. So, that just shows the nutty patchwork nature of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
They decided beforehand, the White House said 800,000 people are going to be furloughed, and when you take away the Postal Service with 725,000 people, that's more than half the government would be furloughed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet some people who are not considered essential in the sense we think of, you know, protecting life, property, health, that kind of thing, would be working. So it just shows the zaniness of it all.
Your column about that whole idea of essential and non-essential is is humorous and yet impactful. Do you think there'll be any lingering effects from that, or does this is the kind of thing that gets forgotten 2 months from
now? I would think so, yeah. I mean, the people who, you know, every time there's a talk of a government shutdown, some wit always says, how would we know the difference? Usually mm-hmm. it's a late night show who's paying his writers a lot of money to come right. up with things like that. But it's not particularly funny.
Yeah. What do we have on the Big Your Turn show tomorrow at 10
o'clock? Going to be talking with Steve Watkins. He's editor of the Federal Times, and, you know, they do a superb job of covering the waterfront. We're going to talk about the ramifications from the shutdown from their viewpoint. They've got a very global viewpoint of this. Going to be looking at what's coming up for federal workers. You know, I always, as they used to say on Saturday Night Live, it's always something. Mm-hmm. There's always something. And we still have a proposal to freeze federal pay for 5 years. There are proposals to change the retirement formula. There are proposals to cut the workforce by, I think, 200,000 jobs. There's some people who want to do away with the within grade raises, those 3%. Increases that feds get every 1, 2, or 3 years based on really attendance and time. So there's a lot of things on the horizon, most of them not very good.
All right. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, as always, on Your Turn and archived at federalnewsradio.com. Have you ever gone back and listened to one of your own shows?
I'm afraid to. it's funny. And I'm relatively new to radio. You've been around a long time. But I'm still horrified when I hear my voice.
Nah,
I sound twangy and nasal.
Oh, no.
Clem Cadiddlehopper.
No, you're overselling.
Well, the awful thing is people say, no, that's what you said.